Explain the term body broken. Does it mean body given? Well, there is some debate over the word broken or given. Whatever the case, in each of the references to the Lord's Supper, we read this, and he break it. Right? He did break it. We know that not a bone of him shall be broken. His bones were not broken. Nevertheless, his body went through a terrible, excruciating experience. And the idea in the breaking of the loaf, I don't think is so much the physical breaking of the body of Christ, is it? It's the many sharing in one. I'm taking a piece of that loaf, and I take it into myself. And what happens when I eat that bread? Well, it died so I could live, right? That's what happens. The bread that you eat, it was alive, and it was cut down, and it died so I can live. And when I eat that bread, wonder of wonders, it comes back to life, doesn't it? It becomes my bone, my sinew, my tissue. It becomes my life. And that's the picture of Christ. He died for me. He now lives in me. He has become my life. So that's the picture there of the bread when I receive it. But I receive some of it. You receive some of it. We all participate in the one loaf. So that's the key. It's not a matter of everybody taking a piece of bread, like putting a bunch of crackers out there. That's not the idea. The idea is there's one loaf and we all participate in the one loaf. So the act of breaking, I don't think, is so much the emphasis as it is the act of shared participation. We all share in a common life. And as we leave the auditorium, as we go out into our daily experience, we all have taken of his life. We have shared the common life of Christ. And it's a solemn and eloquent expression of the fact that that's how we ought to live. We ought to live in such a way that we acknowledge, you have part of my life, I have part of your life, because we are bound together in the same bundle of life. We are one in Christ. And what makes us one is not that we're nice people, it's not that we live in the same neighborhood or drive the same kind of cars. What makes us one is different from any other social gathering. What makes us one is that we share the common life of Christ. And that's what's pictured in the bread. Not so much the breaking of it. I wouldn't argue the case whether the word body broken means body broken or body given. I think both were true. His bones were not broken, and that's one of the great miracles that he died such a horrible, violent death, and yet not a bone of him was broken. I think that's a glorious truth, isn't it? But certainly he did break it, and it is broken, and the idea there is that he broke it, and then he said, you take. Right? So the idea here is this. He willingly gave himself. He gave his back to the smiter. He gave his cheek to those that plucked off the hair. He broke it. In other words, he said, no one takes my life from me. I lay it down of myself. This wasn't what men did. This is what he did. And he is giving his life to us. So it's not the idea of what men did in breaking his body on the cross. That's not the picture at all. It's the Lord Jesus taking it and saying, this is what I did for you. I gave my life for you, and I'm sharing it with you. So that's the picture, not what men did. So the breaking is not really the issue, I don't think. It's the sharing in a common gift of the life of Christ.